This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Monday, December the 16th of 2024. Currently a mild start here in north central Wisconsin in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street at our 98.9 WXCO studios. Currently overcast skies and 35 degrees is the temperature. It's the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be finding out about the weather forecast, the final full week before Christmas. And again, no snow on the ground as we start off our day. I mean, we are becoming used to this in the last number of years, but we'll find out if there's any chance of some Christmas snow between now and next Wednesday when we are joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up at 8:21. Also, you can join us if there's something on your mind on this Monday morning, if something happened over the weekend that you would like to talk about. You can join us by either calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. It's 715-382-9297. That number is both to call and to text. So you can use that number either to call us up. If you do that, you'll hear the pleasant voice of Ian Welsh, but also you can use that number to text us as well. Also, real simple, is use the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then download the always free and always improving Civic Media app. And then once you open it up, you'll see all the stations on the Civic Media radio network. You find the fourth one down, which is 98.9 WXCO. Open it up, then you'll be able to listen wherever you are. You'll be able to go to our website. You'll be able to send us an email. You'll be able to call us or text us. It's all right there. So again, get that Civic Media app. And another reason to get the Civic Media app is to play our contest that is going on, the grown-up Christmas list contest. We have another full week of that. We just had it played in the last hour on Up North News. It will be done again during Jane Matinere's show at 11 o'clock, then during the Todd Alba program at 1 p.m., and during Dominic Salvia's show at 4 p.m. And you need to have the app in order to win either an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort or $100 during the hourly contest. And then every time that you send in the keyword for that hour, even if you don't win the hourly contest, you'll be entered for the grand prize drawing. And eight different people win our grand prizes, a grown-up Christmas list full of great items for the Christmas season. So again, the only way to win is through the app. So download that app right now so you're ready to do it during the 11 o'clock hour with Jane Matinere. Well, it is a victory Monday. It's always a fun victory Monday when the Green Bay Packers are able to make everybody everybody's weekend end on a good note? And in this case, it ended on a late note because they were on Sunday Night Football defeating the Seattle Seahawks by a score of 30-13. So I'm sure everybody, even with the overcast skies, are going to be feeling bright and sunny here to start off the new work week. Mm-hmm. And I know giving a fist pump when I said the Packers defeated the Seahawks 30-13 was our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen. How was your weekend?
It was a mixed weekend, I'll say, because Saturday was a lot of fun. It was a busy Saturday. Started off here with the Sully's College Football page. It was really nice to have a chance to talk to a couple of folks from the United States Army and the United States Navy during that show.
And the Navy won.
Oh, did they? I didn't even...
Yeah. It was a final score. I actually checked this after church yesterday. It was a 31-13.
Really? That's an upset because Army came in with a record of 11-1. Navy's had a great year as well, but 9-3 going into it. But I think going into it, we were thinking that Army had the
advantage when it came to passing the ball. That's what Sully said on the simulator, right?
Yeah. Do not bring up Sully's simulator, because I don't think that
just
simulator is very good.
I know.
But no, it was really cool. We had a gentleman from the U.S. Army, a lieutenant colonel, that came into studio, a man that served all over the globe. So it was great to hear about that. And, yeah, that's a great game. I mean, that's a really terrific win for Navy over Army. And it's always fun to have a little bit of an upset. So congratulations to all the people that served in the Navy, and I'm sure we're very, very happy to see that. But Saturday I started off here, and then I went in the afternoon, right after I got done here, I went over to D.C. Everest and did the Storm game, Central Wisconsin Storm hockey game on Saturday afternoon, and then had the Marathon Cup Championship game with Wausau West and D.C. Everest on Saturday night. But starting Friday, you know when you can just feel yourself getting a little under the weather? I started feeling it Friday night. I kind of willed my way through it where I wasn't going to get, fall for it on Saturday. But then yesterday, I never went out. I spent most of the day in bed. I spent most of the day just trying to stay under the covers and sweat this thing out. It's not a terrible illness. I mean, sometimes you get just knocked out, but it's enough to annoy. And I tried to get through it yesterday, and then this morning, still a little bit feeling it, but a little bit better than yesterday. So generally, it was good to have yesterday off and not go outside. And in fact, you know, when I came back home Saturday night, it was, you know, the weather was getting a little bit iffy. It was starting to snow and sleet, and things were getting a little slick. I never even looked outside yesterday, so when I went out this morning to come to work, it's like, oh yep, all the snow's gone again. And I for younger folks, this is normal. I mean, when I was growing up, it was always a lot of snow by this point. And nowadays, it seems like it's more often than not that we don't have any snow as we get close to winter. And I'm going to find out from Brittany here. I mean, this is just the idea for folks who deny that there's some sort of climate change is just baffling to me, because anybody who grew up like myself in the 70s and the 80s and into the 90s, remember where there was always snow, usually by Thanksgiving. And then during December, there was always a lot of snow on the ground, and never a doubt that we'd have a white Christmas. And nowadays, it's always a doubt. It seems like there's more green and brown Christmases than white Christmases these days. And it's I just don't know if it's ever going to change right now. And I think we're missing something in this part of the world when you don't have a white Christmas.
Yeah. For some people, unfortunately, a denial is the comforter. You know,
that's right.
They are clinging to that because I'm not saying everybody does this, but there's certain people, you know, if they don't understand something because it's different or it's something that they're not used to, they instantly label it as, well, it must be bad.
Right.
Which is the exact opposite. Not everything different is bad. Not everything different is good. You have to, you know, have your understanding, and you have to be open-minded. You have to do your research and actually come to a good conclusion and not just assume, that it's bad just because it's a difference. Yeah, that's a universal lesson that everybody should learn.
Absolutely. What were you up to after you got done with Sully on Saturday? Because you were here with us for the show on Saturday morning. Then you take off and do whatever it is that you do for the rest of the weekend.
I had to work at the radio station.
Right, but did you have any fun during the weekend?
Oh, yesterday was just incredible because my good friend Nathan Grubman and I, we went to see Wicked yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And it was... There was a lot of people at the showing that we went to because, you know, interesting, Wicked is only being played in one theater, Marcus Theaters, right now. But it was a good theater, and just after watching the movie, just no spoilers here. Let me just say, it is absolutely worth the 3 hours you sit in that theater. I mean, just the whole movie was incredibly well done. The characters, the costumes, the set, the music was phenomenal. And my friend said that as the credits were rolling, I asked him how he liked it, and he said, it really made me cry. That's what I like to see, because that's what that's what theater does. Hits you in the emotions, and it just makes you feel. And that's just what I love about theater. But honestly...
So it transferred to the screen as well as it would have been on the stage, in this case.
I think the stage adaptation would be very proud of this. It really did it a justice and incredibly well done. And I can't wait for part two. Because a fun fact about the film is they actually filmed the entire movie. So the movie is all finished. It's just they're releasing it in two parts.
Right.
I think it's a good idea, though, because it keeps the audience on their toes, and it gives them something to look forward to for next November.
You don't see that very often. I remember back a couple of decades ago, Quentin Tarantino had a movie named Kill Bill. And he put that out in two parts. It was a plan. Originally, I think he wanted to do it in one, but he said, realized he had so much there. So it was like, okay, we're gonna do it in two parts. People will know that when they go into part one, it's called Kill Bill Part One, and they know that there's going to be a Kill Bill Part Two coming up about a year after that. So yeah, if you have the story, if you have the talent, if you have the ability, but you better be able to give the people the entertainment as well, because you're going to ask them to come back twice. It better be darn good. And Kill Bill was, and it sounds like Wicked is as well.
I would recommend that you go see it.
I will definitely try to do that, because I think it does sound like something that would be fantastic to see and get into one of those comfy chairs at the theater and really enjoy it.
Oh, it was very comfy.
The time is 8:18 again. Overcast, guys. 35 degrees here in downtown Wausau. We're going to find out, is there a chance of a white Christmas in 9 days? Yeah, we're 9 days away. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back Chan Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, Monday morning, 35 degrees under overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. And to talk about the weather, and again, a mild start. We've seen it very cold recently. We've seen it very mild. We've seen some snow. We've seen the snow go away. It just keeps going on that yo-yo. And getting closer and closer to Christmas. And right now, I got to say, there's some doubts on whether or not we will have a white Christmas. But a person that may give us some information into that is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Yeah, we've been on the weather whiplash for sure. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. It's crazy. But we're sitting on the up right now. It's nice and mild out there, but I don't like the fog. It's dreary.
It does. It has that London Bridge kind of feel, London fog kind of thing. Like somebody's out there doing something wrong out there because it's so foggy and the like. But I was talking in the first segment to Ian that I'm old enough to remember where it was always snowy around this time. It just was. It was always be. I mean, it would be snow on the ground by early December at the latest, but usually even in November. And nowadays, it seems as though this is the new normal, that we cannot assume that we're going to have a white Christmas anymore, because so often now it feels as though even when we do get some snow, we do get these warm-ups that takes it right away.
I agree with you. It does feel like the new norm, especially here in central Wisconsin, going through some of the biggest changes, because we, like you said, we're usually hit with some decent snow multiple times by this point in the year. But with this roller coaster, I'm still uncertain if we're going to have a white Christmas this year, because we've got chances moving in this week. Our temperatures are falling. Everything's lining up for some snowfall. But then as we go into next week, we get that big warm up again. I hope it doesn't happen, but it is looking like 40 degrees again by Christmas. So for a lot of the state, it looks like rain, light drizzle on Christmas. And then maybe into the Northwoods, we could see some light snowfall. So it is up in the air, but we do have chances this week to coat the ground white once again. So what we're looking at today is the mild, the warmth, the fog, that cloud sitting on the ground, dreary, misty, maybe even some light scattered showers here this late morning into the early afternoon. And that kicks on out of here. Temperatures hover right where they are. I mean, we're sitting in those mid-30s, upper 30s. We slowly fall to the low 30s overnight tonight. And then tomorrow, our highs will be in the upper 20s. So not too bad of a day tomorrow. It'll be mostly cloudy. It'll be dreary still, but it'll be cooler, setting us up for tomorrow night. Because tomorrow night and into Wednesday morning, we're looking at a quick shot of some light snow, probably putting down about a half an inch to an inch and a half or so. Then we get another chance Thursday. So right behind it. And this one's packing a little bit more of a punch, bringing around 3 to 5 inches to some places in Wisconsin. Now, I don't know if we're going to get that 5 inches, but it will look decent on Thursday. But then we start the cold trend behind that system. So we actually cool down into the weekend, temperatures in the low 20s to upper teens. But early next week, we start to go up, 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 and that snow's going to be melting, unfortunately.
That's right. I mean, again, I'm not a big snow winter guy, but at the same time, we do need to have it, at least have it feel like Christmas. And right now, as you say, if it's 40 degrees on Christmas, that ain't old St. Nick kind of weather.
He's going to be sweating in his suit. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. I don't want Santa, sweaty Santa, in my living room.
He'll be svelte because he'll be taking all that weight right off because he'll be sweating all the time. But
oh, no.
I guess the good news is, as you said, any kind of snow that does come here, during the early part of the week, looks like those temperatures are going to stay below freezing for pretty much for the entire week after today, right?
Yes. So if you like to play in the snow, you will get a chance after it falls throughout this week. This weekend, it does stay cold enough. So I know that I will be going out trying to cross-country ski somewhere, hopefully. And hopefully those kids will be out sledding or making snow angels or something like that.
And I got to ask you before we wrap it up that on Friday, I was not here. I was across the street during our segment. And yes. I said, Ian, hey, you got to take over here for one segment with Brittany. Did he handle himself okay?
Oh, he did fantastic. You better watch out, Chad.
I know. I told him. I said, you better be ready once my tire blows out or... If I drop dead, they'll change the name of the show.
No,
I'm so morbid these days. I tell you, I don't know, but
it's okay.
I wanted to know that if I somehow, for whatever reason, you know, sometimes you have a little car trouble or something. That if that happened, that Ian would be able to hold down the fort, and it sounds like he did.
He did. He did fantastic, and it was a nice surprise, too. Good job, Ian.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Well, Brittany, thanks for all the info. Have a wonderful Monday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Joins us every weekday at 8:21 right here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, again at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature, again, mild, over freezing. Again, as Brittany said, probably as warm as it may get all day long, but 35 degrees under overcast skies. The winds are out of the south at 6 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 30. The dew point is 32, so that humidity is up there at 89%, one reason that some areas are getting some fog right now. The barometer at 29.79 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. So, again, if you're heading out, be ready. It's going to be kind of mild as you get things underway. But for the rest of the week, we'll be under freezing. So, again, if we get a little bit of snow, at least it could be covered and make it look a little bit white. But right now, it just says, take a peek outside, nothing but brown and a little bit of green out there. So,
yeah. Still a work in progress.
Yeah, we'll have to hope. Let's hope that some system comes through between now and next Wednesday, which, of course, Christmas Day coming up in 9 days. Hey, what's going on around the country, around the world? Well, we're going to find out with an information update coming up. Also, Mike Clemens will have the latest in sports, some sound from the locker room and from Coach Matt LaFleur after the Packers defeated the Seattle Seahawks last night. That's all coming up as part of our information update coming up next. The time is almost 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting us 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Let your voice be heard here on the program. And you can also join us by going to the Civic Media app, the 98.9 section of the app, the fourth one down. You can call or text us from there as well. Well, last week I talked about the donation from Amazon, $1 million given to Donald Trump's inauguration fund, which is just ridiculous. And the whole idea of the inauguration fund is ridiculous. This is just a way to buy influence. I mean, it's another example of this country going off on the wrong track. But it's apparently just the beginning, because we are seeing others who coincidentally are giving $1 million. Why are all these groups giving $1 million? It's a shakedown. That's what it is. It is simply put a shakedown. And we heard about Jeff Bezos and Amazon giving that $1 million, and Bezos talking about how confident he is about Donald Trump. Well, now they have added a couple of others. Meta, you know, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, I remember that.
Mark Zuckerberg. Well, Meta has also contributed $1 million to the Donald Trump Inauguration Fund. And now OpenAI, this AI organization, and their CEO, Sam Altman, also says they're going to give $1 million, he said on Friday. And Altman actually says he's making a personal donation of $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund. I have not had the opportunities to really dig into this to see, because how soon we all forget. There was scandal back in 2016, 2017 with the inauguration fund of Donald Trump, where basically it was shown that this was a big con job where Donald Trump and his family was getting wealthier on this inauguration fund.
Uh-huh.
And now here we are doing it again. This is just driving me out of my mind right now. I should, on a Monday morning, should not be this way. But again, these three guys, and back in 2016, 2017, there was this whole idea of the resistance, that Donald Trump and his authoritarian tendencies, his fascist tendencies, will be pushed back against. Well, this time around, it appears like everybody is lining up to stand right with Donald Trump when he has not changed one bit. You got Joe and Mika from MSNBC trudging down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring. And now you have all these other tech executives basically saying, Donald, take my money. Take my money. Just don't be mean to me.
What do you think all this sucking up is going to get you people?
That's a good question.
Do you honestly think he's going to change when he gets to the Oval Office a second in time? Do you realize how many problems he caused the first time he was president? Do you honestly think he's going to learn from his mistakes and say, hey, maybe I'll do better this time, I should help the people?
And others
have
that are
met this man.
And others are lining up to go down there and kiss the ring as well. Google CEO has an upcoming meeting with Trump. Salesforce CEO recently said of his relationship with Trump, we are turning the page. We're going to be buddies from now on. And then, right after that, the publication that he owns, a little rag named Time Magazine, declared Trump Person of the Year. I mean, you look at this. I mean, they're just lining up right now to say how wonderful Donald Trump is.
They're trying to fight back.
And they're trying to get something in return. They're protecting their money. They're protecting their power. They don't give a darn about where it takes the country as long as they keep their money. They're trying to get something out of it. And Of course, when you're talking about these multi-trillion dollar companies, a $1 million donation is like giving a $2 tip for us.
A drop in the bucket.
It is a rounding error, basically. You know, but the companies are trying to buy their friendship with Donald Trump. so they don't get regulated, because, oh, that's the worst thing that could ever happen, is to have some rules they have to follow. And Donald Trump has already made it clear that he doesn't like rules. He doesn't like regulation. And they're going to let these sectors like artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency just run wild.
Honestly, it just bewilders me. It's like, just, it's unbelievable that you think that. I can't even find the words.
Well, Elon Musk is got a role as an advisor in the Trump administration, working in certain areas involving regulations. Musk, who again spent more than $250 million to help Trump win re-election. Again, one person helped Donald Trump win re-election by giving $250 million. And Musk has vowed to drastically cut government regulations, which has been celebrated by many in the tech industry. And again, they don't want rules. They want to be able to do anything that they want to. Is that good for America? I don't think so. I think that we have to follow rules. Shouldn't the wealthiest and the most politically powerful and those that have social standing have to also follow rules? Apparently, they don't believe so. But questions remain, according to a story at NPR.org, over whether Elon Musk's priorities for federal support of tech will benefit the industry overall or give an advantage to the six companies he operates. I would say that, number one, it'll be an advantage to the companies that he operates. Number two, there'll probably be some advantage to others, but it'll be trickle down because his number one priority is making sure that he and his number one wealth total in the world continues to grow. But again, I mean, the idea now, 8 years later, of instead of standing against totalitarianism, standing against fascist influence, is to cozy up to the Donald Trump administration is weak. It's weak. And also, again, we have seen it over and over and over again where this money goes. It goes to enriching Donald Trump. There's something wrong here. And by the way, as we look forward, and I'm going to look forward here for a moment, when you look ahead, when Democrats start to run for president in 4 years' time, or basically they'll start running between 2 and 3 years from now because the incredibly long election cycle. Well, it's not the earlier the better. It's the earlier the worst, to be honest. These election cycles are way too long. But whenever they do start up again, one thing that Democrats should say is, we're not going to be spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on these inauguration festivities. Just take the oath of office and say, we're getting to work. Stop with this. I mean, there are no regulations when it comes to the donations to these inauguration committees.
No, there's not.
And that is bad for everybody involved. It's basically a way for the wealthy to buy their way into influence again in an incoming administration. And Democrats need to stop basically sucking at the teat of the big money groups and start to again realize where the people are. And it's not with these big money tech organizations. And if they want to turn towards Donald Trump, fine. If they want to turn towards him and try to make this like Russia, and if anybody wants to know what this the potential is, where all the super wealthy basically worked with Putin in order to protect themselves and let the rest of the country rot, that's what exactly these folks are would not mind happening. As long as they get theirs, they are okay with it. And it makes it very, very difficult to push back against Donald Trump when he's got all these very big money people standing right by him saying, oh, Donald, the second time around is going to be so wonderful. It's sickening. And again, to see people like Jeff Bezos get out there and say this is the most wonderful time in history to be alive, he's an idiot, to be honest with you. He is a complete idiot, a super wealthy guy who decided to spike an endorsement in the Washington Post for Kamala Harris in order to help Donald Trump. He is an idiot. And then you have Mark Zuckerberg. How much money is enough, Mark Zuckerberg? How much enough is enough, Sam Altman? How much is enough, all these tech billionaires, in order to basically sell the United States of America down the river? Again, it's just the last week or so we're hearing the seven-figure checks that are given to Donald Trump to basically, again, enrich him and his family. Enough is enough. We cannot stop calling out this. And we cannot stop in terms of saying this is the wrong path to go in this country. Yes, Donald Trump won the election. Yes, Donald Trump will be taking office again on January the 20th of 2021. Yes, he has the opportunity to take this country in a direction that he wants to. But that does not mean everybody has to line up behind him and make it easy for him to take away some of the pillars of this democracy as we near the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence coming up on January the 4th of 2026. Again, I talked about this over the last couple of years, how it would be just an sickening to see Donald Trump as president of the United States on the 250th anniversary of this country. Well, unfortunately, it looks like that's going to be the case. But that does not mean that we have to line up and write out checks to Donald Trump to enrich himself while he takes this country down a totally wrong path. So again, shame on Bezos, shame on Zuckerberg, shame on Altman, shame on Google, shame on Time, shame on Mika and Joel and the rest of them lining up to get favor with Donald Trump as we head into 2025. So that's my editorial comment on what we've seen the last few days in that realm, which is wrong on every single level. And I think, again, those of us who are not the super wealthy, those of us who do not have the wealth to give a $1 million check to Donald Trump's inauguration committee, need to stand up and say, Bezos and the rest of you, stop it. Stop it. Right now, stop giving him this, giving him the benefit of the doubt. He has a record, as you said. We know what Donald Trump is. The man is pushing 80 years old. He is not changing now. And again, it's just disgusting that the super rich just never have enough. They never have enough. They need to have no regulations. They need to have another massive tax cut. Well, that's put on the shoulders of everybody else in this country. It is wrong on every level.
Honestly, it just makes me... It makes me nauseous just thinking about, just the fact that
these people could do other things with their money.
Seriously.
And not give it to Donald Trump.
So many people. They could help so many people with this money. They could end homelessness. And they could find cures for sickness. Instead, you're giving your money to a person who doesn't give
a
hoot.
It's a protection racket. That's all it is. It's giving the big boss some money to protect them from... whatever. It's a protection racket. That's all it is. So that's the way it is.
I got to try and stay calm. I promised my dad I would be more calm on the show. So I'm trying to take a step back. Sorry.
The time is 8:48. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come back here on this Monday morning, December the 16th, heading down the stretch of 2024, heading towards the holidays. More to come here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:53, overcast skies and 35 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Quick note that coming up tonight, I will be hitting the road, heading west to Colby. I will be in Colby tonight as the Marathon High School girls basketball team, who is off to a very good start. I think they're 5-1, if I'm not mistaken. They had another win on Friday, nice, defeating Rib Lake. So very good start for Coach Jeff Schneider and his team. Red Raiders will be taking on the Colby Hornets, and I will be perched at the top of the bleachers in Colby High School's gymnasium, bringing you all the play-by-play of tonight's matchup. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Again, online as well, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And by the way, Coach Schneider will be our coach guest on Wednesday for the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction, 6 till 8 p.m. Wednesday night. I do have an invitation to a student athlete that is waiting for an answer, so I will not mention the name yet, but I think we have a pretty good idea who our student athlete will be, and I'll let you know as soon as that is confirmed. But Jeff Schneider, our coach guest, Wednesday night at 6:25, our student athlete guest every week at 7:06. Two complete hours of nothing but high school sports talk every Wednesday night, except for Christmas. We will not be on with Christmas. And by the way, real fast for folks, if you're somebody that's having a family get-together on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, starting at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve, here on 98.9 WXCO, it will be nothing but Christmas music and Christmas programming from 6 p.m. Christmas Eve through Christmas Day. So, again, if you are looking for some background holiday cheer, turn on your radio, turn on your app, turn on the website, and you can hear some great Christmas music and programming right here on 98.9 WXCO and the Civic Media Radio Network coming up next Tuesday evening into Wednesday. So something to keep an ear on coming up next week. Real fast, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. Huh? No winner in the Mega Millions. It's still growing. Oh. May have to start buying tickets. I still haven't bought any tickets for this. I never buy tickets, but except when it gets really, really big. And it's it's getting really, really big. Mega Millions is still moving closer and closer towards $1 billion. That means the weekend, it was no weekend winner, so that means Tuesday's jackpot, tomorrow's jackpot, has risen to an estimated $740 million. Think of how many $1 million donations to Donald Trump's inauguration committee you can make with that kind of money. Man, I mean, that would be so big. But $740 million estimated jackpot for the Mega Millions coming up tomorrow evening. Also, over the weekend, you were part of the group that helped Wicked to number 2 at the box office. The animated adventure Moana, is that how it's pronounced? Moana?
Moana.
Moana 2 was number 1. It got $26.6 million at the box office.
That was a great movie, too. I saw that one a couple weeks ago.
And then Wicked was $22.5 million. Kraven the Hunter got $11 million to be number 3, but they are calling it a box office bomb. It's the latest Spider-Man universe film. It suffered, according to the story that I saw, a catastrophic box office debut.
It hasn't been doing too well.
It became the lowest opening movie in the franchise's history. It stars Aaron Taylor Thomas, drastically underperformed expectations, falling significantly below previous Spider-Man spinoffs like Madam Web, and earning a dismal 15% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty rotten right there.
That is not good at all.
And with a reported budget between $110 and $130 million, the movie will likely struggle to break even, continuing Sony's recent trend of unsuccessful Marvel-adjacent film releases outside of the Venom trilogy.
They're trying, but sometimes these you know, spin-offs of the different universe movies, especially the Spider-Man universe, I think they had a good idea. Ideas, it's probably just the execution aspect they they probably struggled with a little bit. I'm not saying that it's their fault. I mean, personally, I haven't seen, well, the Venom series I've seen, except for the third one. I still have to see the third one. I've heard a lot of good things about that. But I haven't seen the other, like, Spider-Man spin-off movies they've worked on. So I'm...
Well, the thing about it is,
I haven't seen Morbius.
How about some original ideas, folks, huh? Some original ideas. That's what we need here.
Actually, I think original ideas would be better.
Instead of having network television nights where they're all CSIs or Chicago things or whatever.
Yeah.
Some original ideas. That'd be like having the Chad Holmes show like the rest of the day. Holmes morning, Chad Holmes afternoon, Chad Holmes night. No! We have variety here on Civic Media. And we have another hour to go of this very program. We have an information update coming up. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.